It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well.
Yeah, little Chuck Berry for your Tuesday evening.
He died over the weekend.
I know, I just found out.
He was 90. I'm happy.
At least we had him for 90 years. The guy was amazing.
Listen, I know for a fact that the Beatles have covered Chuck Berry.
Oh,
I know
sure.
for pretty much a fact that the Rolling Stones have covered Chuck Berry.
Everybody's covered Chuck
Everybody's
Berry.
Everybody's covered.
I mean, seriously, I'm guessing at some point, everybody's done a Chuck Berry song.
Do you know who else has covered Chuck Berry?
But don't say it. Please don't say it. Don't.
Who?
If you're going to say the mortuary guy, don't say it.
Really? No.
Okay. All right.
That's a good one, though.
Right. I figured you were either going to say the mortuary guy or the doctor.
The mortuary guy's better.
I just assumed that's where you were going.
No, I was going to say Michael J. Fox covered Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm like, what? Going Back to the Future. I got it. I get it.
And then the shovel.
See, you couldn't resist.
No, you started it. Listen.
You could not
you
resist.
Went. Listen,
I went
sorry.
There because
I'm
that's
sorry.
Where you go.
You went down the dark. You went. I don't always go there.
Alex? Does he or does he not always go there?
Alex?
Not all the time.
I just got thrown under the bus.
Big Fuzz is like the snake in
Eden.
It
is the Eden. DC. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
Fair enough.
And mostly I experience in the way that, like, I'm not all... Listen, my humor can be Mormon.
Can be Mormon?
It can. I have lots of wives.
That Mormon humor?
Yeah.
Is it multiple?
It's very clean. It's very clean. There's...
multiple jokes at a time?
Yeah, and I got to be very sensitive about my marriage jokes.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Morbid is what I was trying to say. Morbid.
I've got a dark sense of humor, too. I mean, I've never.
So we'd like to apologize in advance for like that. Like we respect Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
God.
But that's a funny joke. And sometimes you just have to go for it.
It wasn't meant
You
to
went
be
for
true.
It before me because you thought I was going there and you used me as your crutch to go that into those depths.
I did. I
did was your shovel. I was
it
just
happens.
A tool.
It happens.
I did. I did that. I won't
Michael
deny
J. Fox is better. Shaky, but better.
Actually, Michael J. Fox gave him the idea, Chuck Berry, in that movie.
Yeah, that's right. We have
Ralph
Michael
Berry
J. Fox.
Or whatever was his name. Like
hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Was his name Blueberry?
Carlos.
Carlos. No, it's Carlos Berea. So
I want to ask.
World Baseball Classic.
No. Before we get
Do you want to talk about World Baseball Classic? There's lots to talk about.
Yeah, there is.
Do you want to talk about the mammoth that just arrived in CU? Do you want to talk about that?
A mammoth just arrived at CU?
Yeah, mammoth, yeah.
Well, let's get to that later. Okay. I mean, there's actual sports that we probably should discuss.
No, I'm serious.
No, I believe
this is
you.
Actual sports. We're talking baseball.
I guess we're talking baseball. We'll get to the NCAAs later. The
Whiz Kids. I'm serious that this mammoth arrived at the CU.
How does that have anything to do with sports?
Because he signed a scholarship to play football for CU.
Oh,
you're
talking
first time
about
a mammoth, the first time a mammoth has ever signed and played.
All right, we'll have to get to that later because
yes,
we have baseball.
We're talking about, but listen, Final Four. This is why I like the World Baseball Classic. Do you know about the Final Four baseball teams?
No, I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to assume it's USA and Japan.
Well, there's actually three
right
now. There's only three now.
And then,
in the first game, it was Puerto Rico.
Right.
In the second game, it's the United States and Japan. The fourth team was the Netherlands. So all four teams spoke a different language. Isn't that cool?
Wait, I'm confused.
The Dutch.
So
the
last night there was a game between
the Netherlands and Puerto Rico.
Oh, and then Puerto Rico won.
Well, yes. So they're in the final.
So now the winner of tonight's game,
between Japan and the United States.
In a very, very rainy Los Angeles Dodger Stadium.
Of course.
I mean, it's coming down. And as of right now, in the fourth inning, United States has a runner on second with one out.
Or Merca, as they like to be called.
America. And now there's two outs.
Was that Arenado just walking away? I think it is.
I didn't.
Well, see, what do you think about? Have you been watching any of this World Baseball Classic for reals?
I watched last night.
So the visiting teams always wear these dark gray and blue sort of jerseys. That's kind of but they're the same jerseys for everyone.
Right.
And they're all like that. And I'm not sure I like
it. Arenado. I don't have a problem with the color
The Rockies
scheme.
Are doomed.
I don't have a problem with it. You know what I did watch?
It is raining.
I told you, man. It is like a torrential downpour. I watched some Rockies spring baseball against the Cubs the other day too.
And I'm just saying,
you know what? They looked okay. The pitching looks like it's going to be pretty solid. Our bats were a little light, but at the same time, we didn't have Arenado. We didn't have
Cargo.
Cargo had just shown up that day, and he didn't play.
I promise you that what I'm telling you will link into what I'm saying.
I have no doubt that right now in your head you think it will.
No, I just need you to keep me on the path of baseball and good pitching lineups. Okay. So I get a lot of trouble because I often look historically about, you know, how teams perform. And sometimes that may skew how I think of a player or think of a certain position just because I look at it historically.
Right.
For instance, in Denver, the position of quarterback for the Broncos is historically overblown simply because before there was a enormous trade to get John Elway, there was a enormous trade to get
Craig Morton. Yeah.
Okay, so you understand that.
Yeah.
So going back to baseball, okay, I'm just saying about this. That the only time, so the Rockies won the wild card in 2000 or 1996.
Was that 1995?
1995.
First year of Coors Field.
Okay. Best bullpen in the National League.
Right.
They went to the World Series. Best bullpen in the National League.
Yes.
2009, get to the playoffs. Best bullpen in the National League.
We have to have – well, last year, our
so
starting
I'm just
pitcher,
suggesting.
No. I hear you.
That if we can find a way to have good bullpen.
Last year, the Rockies' starting pitching was actually not that bad. And our bats were pretty explosive, especially up through the All-Star break. What killed us last year – I mean, what absolutely destroyed us was think of all those games the Rockies lost seventh inning on up when they had a lead or they were tied. And our bullpen came in, and it was literally like Bull Durham, where the guy says, you know what's coming, fastball.
Well, let me tell you something. Do you know what's even worse? Is John Gray's rookie year, okay, so 2 years ago, when he got pulled up midseason, and he took his first, and I'm going to just guesstimate here, but he took his first five starts, maybe more, and left them with leads into the seventh inning.
And then we lost them.
And did not get a win in any of those first games.
Right.
And at the end of that year, there was a lot of pouting coming from John Gray about this is awful and blah, 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 blah. And you get it because that's the problem with Coors Field is that anything can spark a huge brush. But unfortunately, you know, when you play here 81 times a year, It's, you know, you play under these conditions far more than other people. That's why I say that it should be the knuckleballer who is our starting pitcher, because you can usually send those guys five or six innings and then you send fireballers up. Or did you make your knuckleballer your middle reliever?
See, if you're going to bring in a knuckleballer, you don't.
How about closing? Wakefield closed.
A completely different park and with a
smaller,
better offense.
I could hit a home run out of there.
You can hit.
I can't hit a home run out of the softball. I can hit a home run out of Fenway. I can.
I think the Rockies have been building their team in a way. They've got offense. They've spent the last year or two getting really pretty decent to not, if not really good, starting pitching. And I think that now
Burdich just has subscribed to the theory that speed never takes a day off and works with arm speed.
I agree.
So when he went and got Wohlers, I think is what his name is, or Wolters or whatever his name is, the guy, I mean, that's a big name guy coming off shoulder surgery, but should be able to be a pretty big pitcher. There's a lot of things to be excited about the Rockies on the pitching. And there's a lot of things to be excited about. Listen, the Rockies have all stars at nearly every position. No, they do.
I don't know that you can name two of our three all-star outfielders.
Carlos Gonzalez, Gerardo Parra, Ian Desmond.
Ian Desmond was going to move to first base.
I know, he hurt his hand.
Yeah, I know.
But what's his head? Beardman, Charlie Blackman.
Blackman had a great year. I don't know if he's a perennial all-star.
I didn't say perennial, I just said all-star.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all-star.
We've got a
third base all-star.
We've got a great shortstop, third baseman
all-star.
We've got a great
second baseman all-star. First baseman Ian Desmond hurt but all-star.
Our up the middle is really good and might be our strongest aspect this year, starting with
the pitcher. Listen, man, offense ain't the problem, but if you can pitch half decent and then you can close games out that you are actually ahead in with the offense that you have, you should be good. The problem is when you're not good and you're getting beat down and you have this great lineup, how do you fight off discouragement? And that's the Rockies' problem every year.
Well, but that's what they have. They're going to have.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Tell Chikoski the news. I got the rockin' new morning.